With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
Welcome back, Jeff Cameron Show, 93.3 Real Talk Radio, War Chant TV. And you can see his mug right there. There he is. He's Jameis Winston. He's the quarterback, New Orleans Saints. And most importantly, I want to start with the good stuff. Jameis, congratulations on being a graduate. Congratulations on graduating from Florida State University. We saw the video, made us all smile. Hell of an accomplishment, sir.
Man, thank you. You know, I love finishing. I love completing things. And that's definitely a goal that I had to finish for my mother. So shout out to Loretta Winston for that inspiration in me.
Yeah, I know your mama, your family, all your family, right? You said you wanted to do it for them. Your thoughts as you walked across that stage, that had to be with family, but also just the journey to get to that point, right? The ups and downs and everything in between.
Yeah, I really enjoyed my time being back on campus at FSU, you know, because I really haven't been around much just because of, you know, me playing in the NFL and being busy or whatnot and starting a family. But it was just that token of completion. I was excited to see, you know, and really it inspired me to see the people, the kids that I was walking with, and they really were kids. Like, I as one young lady said, she was born in 2001. And I'm like, okay, I was born in 94, but that's young, you know. And just to see, you know, obviously the effort that it took for them to complete their degree in probably 2, 3 years or four, it took that same amount of effort of completion. And no matter how long it takes you, when you complete it, the job is done. So I'm happy for that.
It happens quick, Jameis. You end up coming back to campus every now and again, and you realize that time flies, right? They look like babies, don't they? It's crazy when you look out there and see some of the graduates. I know you got a chance, too, since you're bringing up campus, to go over there to baseball and to talk to Chip. And I see Chip all the time, and it's great, and everybody else within the baseball program. How closely do you get to follow, with you being so busy training all the time and obviously being a dad, as you just mentioned, and a husband? How much do you get to catch Florida State baseball or follow along with what they're doing?
Well, I sometimes I scroll down my Twitter thread and I see, you know, the updates of the scores for their little Twitter handle. But, I don't follow as much as I used to early on in the league just because it was tough for me to be removed from the baseball team. And it was so tough that last year, that decision to just, you know, go pro and not play my last year of baseball, because that's a sport that I love so much. But I picked up a little bit more after 11 had retired, and you know, Meek got the job. So I was like, man, I had a little burst of energy to get into it again, because I was rooting for him. Obviously, that being a prestigious role, him picking up from the program that his dad, you know, started and excelled at. So I was excited for him. But other than that, man, I'm always going to be a no fan. It was really good to see how our crazy fans there at the game, and we put a whooping up on TCU.
Yeah, we did. That was nice. And if the rains hadn't come on Sunday, that would have been a three-game sweep. Yeah, really quickly, I've always wondered this, because I know you love baseball. You've told me that before all those years ago when you were here, and it's evident just to watch you, the joy you have on a baseball field. Same for football, but I know you love baseball too. I've always often wondered, whenever your playing career is over in the NFL, could be 15 years from now, who knows, would you ever think about it if you had any bullets left in the gun to go back out and play a little baseball? Have you ever thought, like, yeah, if you could still do it, would you do it?
It would definitely be an aspiration of mine to go and step up on the bump, man. But, you know, one thing about a pitcher is so similar to quarterback, because you're so in control of the entire rhythm, entire flow of the game, you know. But it ain't nothing like being a hitter, you know what I'm saying? It ain't nothing like playing every day. You know, as a pitcher, you're going to throw every 5 days, but that's one thing. If I look back at my baseball career, I wish I would have spent a few extra moments in the batting cages so I could have been a hitter.
Yeah, well, there's still time. Knock on wood one day. Hey, if you had to throw a slider right now because you threw a nasty slider, could you still get it up there 87 to 91?
Yeah, I still break somebody off the play. I still would. No question about that. And that's just from pure will to pitch and set them down.
While you were here, you got a chance to meet with the new athletic director and to meet with Mike Norvell, the head football coach, and obviously some of the players. And I know Jordan Travis walked with you as well, which was really cool to have quarterbacks like that out there together. I'm curious with Mike. Obviously, he's involved in the climb, and he's trying to get this thing flipped around. And it occurs to me that, you know, obviously when he's recruiting, when he's trying to get guys to come here, he has to ask them to believe in whatever his vision is, right? Like, here's where we're going, you know, not where we've been. Here's where we're headed. That had to have happened for you, too, because, you know, at the time that Jimbo Fisher, your old coach, reached out to you, you had to have a leap of faith as well. Everybody in the country wanted you to come be their quarterback, including Alabama, obviously. Mm-hmm. And yet Jimbo Fisher laid out a plan for you. And at that time, the Noles hadn't, you know, won the national championship in a long time, hadn't been that caliber of a program. Do you see any similarities there? Are the two men similar in that regard in the way that they deliver the message and they talk about the way they see Florida State football emerging?
Well, yeah, absolutely. I believe definitely in a coaching realm, they're very similar. But, you know, obviously I love my head coach, Jimbo Fisher, just the time that we spent together and the countless hours that we spent preparing for each other. And, you know, we won a national championship. But I know what Mike Norvell is doing in Tallahassee right now is something special. It's just finding the right guys to believe in your system, finding the right guys to believe in you. Believe in him like we believed in Coach Jimbo, you know, and through that process of whatever, you're going to have your ups and downs, you're going to have your highs, you're going to have your lows, but staying consistent every single day, being the same person every single day will eventually lead you to the path where you want to go. And Mike Norvell has been successful everywhere he's been. So there's no doubt in my mind that he's going to, you know, get things going, trending in a positive direction for our university again and get some great players, you know, because we had some great players at Florida State. We had great leaders at Florida State. And it's tough this day and age in college football to get those players because sometimes players don't like one situation and they jump in their transfer portal and they're out of there, you know, so it's challenging. So I do believe that Coach Norvell, his strategy, his values, what he stands for as a head coach for that football team, it means a lot, and it holds the same weight that Jimbo of leadership that Jimbo held with us. It's just about, you know, coaches coach, man, and that's always gonna be a case. Coaches coach, but we got to get players that are dedicated to playing because the players play, and the players have to believe in him and go all the way with him for them to win there. And I think that's gonna happen.
You're a busy man. I don't want to spend too much more time with you. I want you to be able to go on and do what you have to do. But I do want to ask you one question just as a Giant football fan. As you get set to lead the Saints this season, what was it like? I've always been curious about this, and what a cool thing it had to have been for you to sit in a game plan room with Sean Payton and Drew Brees. Like, that. Take me through a conversation. Like, you're a brilliant football mind. You love the process. You love the work. Right. You love the strategy. You understand the game. What was it like for you to sit in there with these two guys, Hall of Famers, and those minds, and to be able to contribute to that and have those conversations in those planned meetings?
Well, it was a blessing, and you know, and I don't use that term lightly, because you have a Hall of Fame quarterback in Drew Brees, and you have a Hall of Fame coach in Sean Payton, and one of the greatest things that I learned in that room really is use the resources that you have around you, and not only use the resources that you have around you, know how to use those resources, because we had a bunch of other great men and women in that building that Drew would take information from, that Drew would be collaborating with over and over and over again. And the relationship and continuity that he had with Sean was something that I really yearned for, because that's the first, like in Tampa, I had a great relationship with my coaches, but to see that collaboration with someone who spent 16 years together was so important. And it led me to, like, hey, I have to have that same type of command of the offense, same type of collaboration with these coaches within our entire building. And not just Sean, but the scouting directors, and not just the scouting directors, but with the shrimp coaches, not just the shrimp coaches, but with the janitors and people in the cafeteria. And I think I've always had that type of relationship with everyone around the building. But seeing that continuity between Drew And Sean was very eye-opening, man, because the way that they work, the way that they see the game is at an elite level. And just being able to take a step back of humility and believing that I was excelling at a high level. And I did some great things in my career before it got to that point. But just seeing that continuity, man, was so big for me. Every day, I never go back and get in another situation and miss out on getting a chance to spend, you know, a year with Drew and 2 years with Sean.
Thanks for the time, Jameis. Thanks for the candor, as always. I wish nothing but the best for you, sir. And be well, and we'll be watching. You take care, and congratulations on being a graduate at Florida State University.
All right. Thank you, Jeff. Man, have a great day. Happy Mother's Day to all our mothers, too.
Absolutely. Thank you, sir.